Yeah.
Here we go.
New Zealand is a constitutional monarchy, and its political system is based on Westminster model. The New Zealand Parliament is the country's supreme lawmaking body and consists of the sovereign, the House of Representatives, and the Governor General. The House of Representatives is the lower house of the New Zealand Parliament, and it is composed of 120 members of Parliament, or MPs, elected through a mixed member proportional representation system. Of the 120 MPs, 72 are elected through geographic constituencies and 48 are elected through party lists. Members of Parliament are elected every 3 years, and the most recent election was held in 2020. The role of the House of Representatives is to debate and pass laws, hold the government to account, and represent the interests of their constituents. The House of Representatives is presided over the Speaker, who is elected by the MPs. The Speaker's role is to ensure that debates are conducted in an orderly and fair manner and that the House's rules are followed. The upper house of the New Zealand Parliament is the Legislative or Legislative Council, but it was abolished in 1951. The Governor General, who is appointed by the Sovereign on the advice of the Prime Minister, acts as the head of state and performs ceremonial functions such as signing bills into law and appointing government officials or government ministers. The government is formed by the political party or parties with a majority of seats in the House of Representatives. The Prime Minister is the head of the government and is responsible for leading the government and managing the country's affairs. The cabinet, which is made up of the Prime Minister and other senior government ministers, is responsible for making decisions on matters of national importance. The Prime Minister is the head of the government in New Zealand and is appointed by the Governor General. The Prime Minister is usually the leader of the political party that holds the most seats in the House of Representatives. Prime Minister's role is to provide leadership, set the government's policy direction, and make decisions on important matters affecting the country. The Prime Minister is also responsible for managing the cabinet, which is made up of senior government and ministers who are responsible for specific areas of government policy. The Prime Minister has a wide range of responsibilities, including representing New Zealand at international events and foreign relations, setting the government's policy agenda and priorities, leading the development of government policies, managing the country's finances and budget, appointing and managing government ministers and senior officials, managing the legislative agenda and working with Parliament to pass laws, overseeing the implementation of government policy, providing regular updates and reports to the public on the government's progress and achievements. These are just some of the responsibilities, and there's a lot more. The current Prime Minister is Chris Hipkins, who has been recently appointed as the new Prime Minister since Jacinda Ardern resigned. Since Jacinda Ardern has resigned from her office since late January of 2023. Overall, the Prime Minister is a critical figure in New Zealand's political system. On the other hand, the opposition is made up of MPs from parties that are not part of the government. The role of the opposition is to hold the government to account by scrutinizing its action and policies and proposing alternative policies. The opposition leader is the MP who leads the largest opposition party. The New Zealand Parliament plays a crucial role in the country's political system. It is responsible for passing laws, holding the government to account, and representing the interests of the people. The House of Representatives, the Speaker, the Governor General, the Prime Minister, and the Cabinet are all essential components of the New Zealand Parliament. The New Zealand Parliament is an excellent example of a democratic system of government, and its structure and functions are designed to ensure that the interests of people are well represented.